darf es bin gib mir sagen nicht was wir für aber das ist kurz vor schon einmal vor beim sim kurz ich habe sie auch so Josef mit einer Freude sich schon ist so uns kurz vor der Lib kennt das in der Tis so wir und darf samach test mit Alf fourth line Gufa Gufa Amr Rabbi Yechir and Gezal Velein is Yeshua Bailim Shneim Einu Yechol Mahakdash Zelo Fiche Einu Shalev Zelo Fiche Einu Birushosoy. We said that Rabbi Yechir said it then that if somebody has his item stolen and he's not Miyayish on it yet, so then neither he nor the Gazlan Ganav can go ahead and be Mahakdash Shechefetz the Ganav because it's not his, so he can be Mahakdash something that's not yours, and the owner of the item, because it's not in his rishos, so he doesn't have actual control of it right now, therefore he cannot be makdish. In fact, the Gemara miyom Rabbi Yochanan, how did Rabbi Yochanan say that? I have Amar Rabbi Yochanan Allah to Stam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan says the Allah is like a Stam Mishnah, utnan, and we learned in the Mishnah. Karam Ravai, how you matzni noise bekuzes. If you have Karam Ravai, and your field is growing, it's the fourth year of the planting of the vine. So then, mitzayin oisai bekuzos, because they would put a sign around it by planting it with kuzos around it, which was like a higher clump of dirt around it, so that now when the vine grows, it grows out of this little bump in the middle, and you know that it will be that it's not the rabbi. Why did they use kuzos? Because Adama, Kazuza said Adama, why? Because Simoniki Adama, it's a simon like the Adama. Ma Adama, Iku Hanami, not just like Adama, regular ground, you're able to have Hanah from it. Av Hainami, Ki Mafgara, Mafrika, Mafarka, Shari Leis, Hunimine, this also, this Karam Ravai, when you're paid it, you can then have Hanah from it. Vishal Orla the Charasis, and Orla, they would do it with Charasis, with clay. Shards or clay or something, but you would it would be charosas. Maybe your mother's charosas.
No, well, yeah, that's right. The right one, the real one.
The one that's inedible.
No, it's delicious.
So I said that no, but here you keep the simon is charosas. Ma charosas she in hanomino have had the less hanomino.
Right, I'm talking just about like what charosas is supposed to be representative of.
Oh, that's what you mean. Yeah, that's it means it's like a cement.
Come this year, I'm for Pesach.
What?
I'll give you some.
Come.
No, it's here. Come over. Unless you're not here.
Unless
you're
in
the real stuff.
Yeah. So, charas, you can't have enough from it. It's like a dried out cement type of dirt. So, to here, just like that, you can't have enough from it. You're not going to benefit from it. So, to the Orlo, you're not allowed to have any enough from it. Vishal kvarais besid. And where there is graves, you cover it with sid, with pitch. Simona de chivur ta'atzomois, the simon is that it's white. Sid is like lime, which is white. So here also, it would be white like the bones of the body. That's how it would remind you that it is a kever.
What's
sid? Sid is lime. It's like a L-Y-M-E.
Lime.
No. It's white.
Lime. It's L-I-M-E here. It's isn't white. Lime L-I-M-E? Isn't that how you spell it?
That's Lyme disease, not the guy's
that's
name.
That's white also, by the way. Well, that's white also. I mean, on the skin. But no, it's not true. It's red.
And so then it was just like lime is a naturally found
mineral.
It was white. That's white. It's like soft and you can shape it. It is.
Yeah. I wasn't thinking about that.
No. So there's the Bell Caves in Eretz Yisrael. I forget where it is. It's somewhere in Midbar Yehuda. You literally put your finger on the wall and push. People put their names in it.
I was never there.
I was there.
Your next family trip, I'll take my family too.
And you would smooth it and pour water on it so it's very smooth in order that it will be nice and white so that you know that there is a kever there and you know to avoid the kever. When did we say this? B'shvias. Where did they do all these signs? That's all when it was the year of Shemitah. The hefker, because everything's hefker, so people are going to come in and going to take things because they're allowed to. It's Hefker, the fields are Hefker, so we're worried that a guy's going to walk into your Arla field, and he's going to take it, and now it's going to be a problem. Aval b'shar shani shvua, but the rest of the years of the Shemitah cycle, halitu l'rosh v'yamas, let the Russia who's stealing, because he's not allowed to come in and take anything from you, let him eat and die from the gezel. V'atznuin, and the tznuin, they would put money down, and they would say, anything that is collected from this field, or that was, sorry, anything that was collected from the field, are mechulal on this money. That way, now the tznuin are people that don't want anybody to be over averis, extra averis, that we would say, on their dime. So they would go be paid it. And like I say, in there every day, whenever it is, and they would, that way they'd be mechal the money on it. Now, where is the item right now? The item right now is not in their rishos. The item was already gathered by this ganef, and yet he's being paid it. I thought you can't be marked as something that's davar she'enishesh, davar that's not by rishusai. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said you could be paid it, just like you could be marked as something, you could be paid to something. The same dinim. So if you can't be makdash yet, you can't be paid yet. So how could the tznuin say that you'd be paid yet? Kasha on Rabbi Yechon. It says, chitem amantan tznuin, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. When are you going to tell me, no, you know who the tana of tznuin is? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is the one who said the tznuin, the din of the tznuin. Not the tana kama. And therefore, the halacha wouldn't be like the tznuin. But here's the problem. Rabbi Baruchan said, "B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, kol mokum shoshanim b'shem gamliel b'mishnah seinu halacha k'moisei." Anytime you have b'shem gamliel in the mishnah, the halacha is like them chutz, except for erev tzidon v'raya achrona. The three cases of erev tzidon and raya achrona. When erev is in gepashut, ariv, guarantor tzidon in that we had in perek misha achzu, and Raya Achrona is the second parak of Sanhedrin. So, what are you going to say? We don't pass him like the Tznuin. Either it's Tanakhanim, the Rabbanan, the Rabbi Yechonin, passing like it because it's the Mishnah, or it's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who Rabbi Yechonin says we pass him like when we find him in the Mishnah. So, either way, we're going to pass him like the Tznuin. So, then what do you see? You could be Paideh. If you could be Paideh, you could be Makdash. It's Kashan and Rabbi Yechonin. Where it says, "Lay tema kolam nuk," and it says, no. Don't read Rabbi Yechonon, the Bryce according to Rabbi Yechonon. It says that Tznuin said kolam nuk at anything that was collected. El ema kol hamis lakim. He said they go at the beginning of the day and say anything that will be collected today should be padoy on this. In fact, the Gemara, "Mir Rabbi Yechonon hachi," Rabbi Yechonon say that. "V'amar Rabbi Yechonon," Rabbi Yechonon said, "Tznuin v'Rabdai sa'amu davar echad." The Tznuin and Rabdai said they said one din. Reb Daisa said that was collected. Where is it? The Sanya we learned in the Brisa. Reb Yehuda Omer Shachres Balabayis Oimid VaOmer Kol SheYolkul Du Aniyam Ayom Yefker. Yehuda said, and in the morning a Balabayis stands up. He says, anything that the Aniyam are going to go take from my field today, that should be Hefker. They're coming in to take Lekan and Shechra and Peah, and they're going to come and they might take something extra on top of it that they're not allowed. So, in order that they shouldn't be over on Gazel, Gnevo, it says, anything they take should be Hefker. Rav Daisa says, the Tusei Erev, Omer Kol Shalak Du Aniyim Yehi Hefker. I don't know what the Tusei is supposed to be, but the early evening, the evening is coming. Towards the evening time. Certainly, don't say why specifically towards the evening time that they did it. Why, I guess, that's why. What I'm thinking is that in order to do it, it has to be still by Rishusai. Maybe that's what it means. They say they already took it. It's no longer in his Rishus. They hands it. Aniyim Yehi Hefker. He would say, Kol Shalokdu Aniyim Yehi Hefker. Anything, and towards the evening time, he would go up and say, Kol Shalokdu Aniyim Yehi Hefker. Anything that Aniyim took should be Hefker. So what do you see? You see that Reb Daisa said that was collected. So if Reb Daisa and the Tznuin are saying the same thing, it must be we're talking about anything that was collected, not that will be collected. So So you can't tell me that the answer for Rabbi Yochanan is called that will be collected and it's still in your Rishos now. Because Rabbi Daisa said that it was collected and it's not in your Rishos. So we're back to our Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Where it says, Ipach to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Daisa, flip the sheet of Rabbi Daisa, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Daisa, Rabbi Yehuda. It flipped, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's Kol She Laktu, and Rabbi Daisa says Kol She Yelketu. Okay? So now Rabbi Daisa and Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Daisa and the Tznuin are both saying that it has to be in your Rosh Hashanah, you do it at the beginning of the day. Vek Yomara, Amai Avchis Masnison, why are you flipping the Mishnah? Abchil Rabbi Yochanan, flip the words of Rabbi Yochanan and say, Ve'ema Tznuin Rabbi Yehuda Amru Davar Echad, say that Rabbi Yochanan said, Tznuin, the din of Tznuin that was, remember, Kol HaNilkat, anything that was already collected, I'm sorry, anything Shed Yolketu, not Kol HaNilkat. We're sticking with the answer of Kol Shed Yolketu, anything that will be collected. And Rabbi Yehuda, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda said in the Braisa here, and say that Tznuyin says also Kol Shed Yolketu, and then instead of saying that Rabbi Yochanan said Rabbi Doise is like the Tznuyin, say Rabbi Yehuda is like the Tznuyin. Why did we switch Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa? Why are you flipping the Braisa? Flip the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Like, that would make more sense Rabbi Yochanan than a Braisa. Gemara says, it's not going to be enough that you didn't flip the Mishnah. Because if that's the case, because what if the way we learn it, that the Brisa says it, the way we started, then it says Yehuda holds the din of Breira, right? Because what do we say? Yehuda says, you stand up at the beginning of the day and say, anything that I need will take, should be Hefker. Right? So what is it? Breira. It's Hover Adolam Afreya. That's what he was talking about, what the Aniyim eventually took. And yet, v'shaminin le'le Rabbi Yehuda ba'alma d'les le'brera, we learned that according to Rabbi Yehuda does not hold the din of brera, t'tzanan, because we learned in the Mishnah, get a little bit of a break here, because we know brera well already, had it quite a few times. Halakeich ya'imim ben akusim, somebody who buys wine from goyim, kusim, oimer, not goyim, kusim, who are not careful about Trumas and Maisus. So then, Omer, he says, Shnei Lugin Shani Yosel, Lahafresh Harei and Truma, two Lug that I'm going to. He buys a barrel of wine and he's ready to use it now. For Shabbos, he says, these two Lugin that I'm about to drink from this barrel that I'm going to drink from, Asa Lahafresh Harei and Truma, it should be Truma now. Asara Maisarishan, Tenor Maisarishan, Tes Maisarishani, Nana Maisarishani, Umechel Vashreisa Miyad, and he goes ahead and he is Poida, the Meister Sheni, onto the coin that he has in his house. He says, I'm Poida it onto that coin, and then he goes in and he drinks it right away. Divrei Meir, that's what Meir says. Kol Sha'asud Liyos, that's Kol Sha'asud Lazois, is Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Eisrin, they ask you from doing that. Why? Because they don't hold the Meir. So therefore, we had to flip Rabbi Shita's Rabbi Yehuda anyway. Therefore, we switch Rabbi Yehuda and not Rabbi Yochanan. Ami, Gemara says, one second. Soif, Amayka Abchus Lola Masnison. Why did you flip the Mishnah? Mishum de Kasha de Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, because he had a question of Rabbi Yehuda on Rabbi Yehuda. Hashdanami Kasha de Rabbi Yochanan on Rabbi Yochanan. But you still have a question of Rabbi Yochanan on Rabbi Yochanan. Why? The Amet Rabbi Yochanan loytaymer kol milkat ela kol amis kol amislaki. We said, don't say that Rabbi Yochanan says kol milkat. Anything that was collected, el emikol amislaki, anything that will be collected. Alma, isle brera. You see, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you hold a brera. Var Rabbi Yochanan less le brera, but we know Rabbi Yochanan holds no brera. Damer Rabasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabasi said b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, achen shacholkos lekuches hin. Brothers that divide a Yerusha, they are purchasers from each other. V'machzim en zel ezeh b'yevel, and goes back to by Yovel, and then they have to go ahead and they flip it. They switch it. They redivide it. Right? Meaning, because we don't know what is rightfully theirs in the Yerusha and what isn't. Therefore, when they split it, we say, yeah, each one of them might have had a hand in the other ones, and therefore they're making a trade. I take this, you take that. I'll sell you what I have, whatever's mine in this that you're taking, and you sell me whatever is yours in that which I'm taking, and then comes Yovel, halacha is that the fields go back. So it goes back to the estate, and then they redivide. Right. Why? Why? Because we don't say of Breira. Because if we said Breira, we say that which landed in his Rishos, that which he took from this division, from the estate, belonged to him. We don't say that because it goes back by Yevil. So, El Elohim Kolam Nilkat. Mora says, you're right. Rabbi Yechanan said, Kolam Nilkat. Anything that was collected. Rabbi Yechanan Stama Achwina Ashkech. Rabbi Yechanan had another Stam Mishnah that he found, that he was paskin like. The Tanam we learned in the Mishnah, Ena Goynef Achar Ganef Mashalim Tashlumi Kefal. Somebody who steals from somebody else does not pay Kefal. The second Ganef does not go ahead and pay Kefal.
To the Ganef.
Right. The Ganef from the Ganef does not pay Kefal to the other Ganef. Ganef 2 does not pay Kefal to Ganef 1. Right? Our Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. Amai. Why doesn't he pay? Bishlam al Ganef Rishon Lo Mishalam. I understand why he doesn't pay Kefal to the Ganef Rishon. The Gunav Mibesha Ish Velo Mibesha Ganef. You have to steal it from the owner's house and not from the house of the Ganef. Elul Bailam Nishalam. Let him go ahead and pay it to the Bailam.
No, but it's not the same process. You didn't steal it from Mibesha Ish.
Yeah, but it's still his.
Doesn't make a difference.
Gets a but one second. Has to physically be in my house.
I wouldn't be surprised.
If I'm watching your item in my house, it comes along. Somebody else goes in.
What kind of shemer are you? It depends if you're chayiv or not.
What should matter if I am? Why should you, as the ganef, be chayiv kefal?
I'm saying it's not.
I'm a shayim yuchinim, so there's no chayiv gneiv aveda by me. You go ahead and steal. Somebody else steals your item from my house that I'm watching. It's not going to be basic.
Right, but it was. You're right, but it was put in the shomer's rishus with the.
But it's not me basic. It's not me basic.
It doesn't matter.
It's still in your rishus. But even when you steal it, if there's no yish, then it's still.
Mine.
It's still yours. It's still the same way. It's still in your rishus. So Gemara says, Ella, Lav, what do we say? Shemami, no, Zelafisha in Shaloy, Zelafisha in Rishus. The reason why it's going to be potter is because this one, it's not his. The Ganav, it's not his. And the Bailam is because it's not his in his Rishus. Shemami, no.
You're just jealous that I know Shas about that.
That you would have just said. The next line is like me.
Well, that's, I don't have to look in the Gemara like you.
You just forgot where you heard this.
Okay, yeah. I don't know exactly where.
Yeah. So it says, Zelafisha ene shaloi v'zelafina che ene rishus. Now, back to the Gemara. My chaz is da'azo basar hai. Why did da'azo basar hai stama li'evet ki stama ditznuin. Back to the Gemara, why did Rabbi Yechanan go according to this stama that tells me v'gunav m'beis ha'ish that zelafisha ene shaloi v'zelafisha ene rishus? Why didn't he do it like the stam of Tzinuyin? It says Mishnah Musayeh like Kura because the pasuk supports him also. It says Ve'ishki Yaktish is Beisay Kodesh Hashem Ma Beisay Birshusay Af Kol Birshusay. There's a pasuk where Hektish is and the person who is Makdish his house to Hashem Kodesh Hashem makes it Kodesh Hashem. Just like the his house is in his Rishus, so too anything that is in his Rishus, so it could be Makdish. Amar Abaye says like this. He loved Amar Yechanan Tzinuyin Rebdoisa Amu Dover Echad. If not for Yechanan telling us that Tzinuyin and Rebdoisa are saying the same swara, Havamin, I would have said Tznuin Islahu de Rebdoisa, Rebdoisa Leslie de Tznuin. I would say the Tznuin hold of Rebdoisa, but Rebdoisa does not hold of the Tznuin. Tznuin Islahu de Rebdoisa, Tznuin would hold like Rebdoisa, because Umma beganef of the Rabbanon Takanta. And he in Tzuichel Memer, by Ganef, the Rabbanon went ahead and made a Takana. Right? Person could go ahead and say anything that is going to have been collected. But that's going to be collected from my field today should be mecholol onto this. Who's he trying to protect? He's trying to protect the ganovim that weren't allowed to take from his field. We're talking about shani shriyas, and yet Chum made a takana to protect them that they shouldn't be over on gezel. Neta revai, karam revai. So then you need to tell me that they made a takana for the aniyim that are coming. Reb Daisa less laid the tznuyin. Reb Daisa wouldn't hold the tznuyin because aniyim. I would tell you a story like this: aniyim who da'avdu le'rabbanon takanta avaganav lo'avdu le'rabbanon takanta. For aniyim, the rabbanon made a takana, but when it comes to ganavim, that's just too bad. You don't have a proof that Reb Daisa would hold that they have that. Amar Rava says he loved Amar Reb Yechanan tznuyin. Reb Daisa Amar Dover Echad. If not for Reb Yechanan saying that tznuyin, Reb Daisa say the same shita. Havamin, I would have said mantan tznuyin. Who's the tana of tznuyin? Reb Meir, I would have said it's Reb Meir and not Reb Daisa.
Lav Amar Rav Meir, the Rav Meir not say Maiser Mamon Gavayahu. Maiser is Mamon Gavaya. Vafilu Hachi, even still in Yipidia, Ukmi Rachmona Bershusai. Still, when it came to being paidet, the Torah put it in your Rishus, but it's still not yours. It's only the Gabi being paidet. It's in your Rishus. The Chesiv, because it says in the pasuk, Vimgal Yigal Ish Mi Maiserai Chamishisa Yosef Alav. It says if a person is going to be goyel, he's going to redeem his meiser, his meiser sheni, to go take it up, then you have to add a fifth. The Torah called it your meiser, and you have to be meiser for chaimish. Right? Now, the din of chaimish is only if it belongs to you. So you see that the Torah put it in your rishos just for what? For this din of padiya, being paidet. So I would have said, just like the Torah put it in your rishos to be paidet, Rabbi Dai says that it's Tznuyin's din of being paided, being mechal the neter ravai. It's that same din. It's in your rishos, even though it's not in your rishos. The gabi pidia, then you could do it because it was put into your rishos. Karen ravai nami, we'll say the same din by Karen ravai. Gomer kodesh kodesh mi meiser. We learn out egzer shavim mi meiser. We do learn out egzer shavim mi meiser. Ksiv hacha kodesh hilulim. It says over here kodesh hilulim by neter ravai. Yeah. Bashana Raviyas Yeah call period Kodesh Ilulim Hashem. Uksiv Gabi Maiser, it says by Maiser Vichomaiser Aretz Mizaretz Priyaretz Lashem who Kodesh Lashem. Chomaiser Aretz Mizaretz Priyaretz Lashem who Kodesh. Hashem who Kodesh. Ma Kodesh Uksiv Gabi Maiser. So just we'll say like this, just like the Kodesh we say by Maiser is Alpha Gav the Mammon Gavaya who it's considered Mammon Gavin Gavaya Lenya Pidi Ogmar Achman Bishusai yet the Torah put it the Gabi Pim Poide in your Rishos. Af hay kodesh nami dechsev gabe kerem revai af gav delav mamon didehu linya nechulei ukme rachmana bershusai. So too the kodesh that is written by kerem revai, I would tell you, even though it's not your mamon, the inyan being mechalet, the Torah put it into yerushus. The haki isay bershusai nami halav didehu, because this the svar is like this. Even though it's when it's in yerushus, it's not really yours. And yet you could be paid in the Meisr Sheni. Therefore you could be Meichel. Aval gabi leket, kiven de moinu di day, ki isu b'shusei hu de matzi mafker lei, ki leisei b'shusei loi matzi mafker. But by leket, since it's your money, so then when it's in your rishos, you can be mafkeret. When it's not in your rishos, you can't be mafkeret. Because it was actually yours. So you can be mafkarit if it's yours, but if it's not yours, you can't be mafkarit, right? So by pidiyah, by being mechal on something, I understand why you could do that. Why? Because the Torah put it in your rishus. It doesn't actually have to be yours. But legabe hefker, it has to be yours in order to be mafkarit. So I would have said it was a different sheet to Rebdoisa and Tznuyin, because Rebdoisa said his din by Yaniyim, and I would have said that would have been different. Kamash malon rava, Kamashal and Rabbi Yechanan, that no, Tznuyin and Rabdoisa are the same thing, and don't say the svara that of Rameya. Amar Avina, Ravina says, Ilav, the Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Tznuyin and Rabdoisa, and Rabbi Yechanan, if not for Rabbi Yechanan saying, Tznuyin and Rabdoisa say the same thing, Havamina would have said, Mantan of Tznuyin, who is the town of Tznuyin? Rabdoisa he. It is Rabdoisa, ki hechid deloy tikshi stam Mishnah Rabbi Yechanan, so that you don't ask the stam Mishnah on Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan ke stam yechidah, lo yamar, and say Rabbi Yechanan doesn't say like, a stam yichidah. Now that he said that it's Tznuyin and Rav Daisa are one, you can't tell me like, oh, he doesn't hold like Rav Daisa, because he does hold like Tznuyin, and therefore he holds like Rav Daisa. I would have avoided saying it and said Tznuyin Rav Yechon doesn't go like Tznuyin because it cheats Rav Daisa. But now that he said Tznuyin is Rav Daisa, he's telling us that he goes like this stam mishnah of the Tznuyin, which is Rav Daisa.